This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Her iconic father only made it to 42 years old before he died. Tonight we learn Lisa Marie Presley made it to 54. Brian Daniels has more.
Her mother confirmed late Thursday that Lisa Marie died following her hospitalization in Southern California in a possible cardiac arrest case. In a statement to People, Priscilla Presley said her daughter was, quote, the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. Lisa Marie had just attended the Golden Globe Awards on Tuesday to support actor Austin Butler in his win of Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis.
New York is awarding its first round of grants funded by opiate settlements. The application process for the first round was launched over the summer, and county officials plan to grant a second round of funds. Victoria Adani has more.
Suffolk County was the first in the Empire State to sue drug makers in connection with the opioid epidemic, and it won more than $200 million. County Executive Steve Ballone says that money will be dedicated to the cause.
These funds will go towards helping those individuals and families who have suffered.
A task force has already awarded $25 million to 34 community organizations fighting the opioid crisis. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The White House is confident the probe into President Biden's handling of classified material following his tenure as vice president will show the documents were accidentally misplaced. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the president and his lawyers acted promptly upon discovery of the files. She said the White House cooperated closely with the Justice Department through its review and will continue to do so with the special counsel appointed to the case. Biden's private attorneys recently found material with classified markings at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and historically storage is his Delaware home. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More than 3 million adults in California have been diagnosed with diabetes. The state's chief law officer, Attorney General Rob Bonta, has announced a lawsuit accusing the nation's largest insulin makers of unlawfully driving up the cost of the life-saving drug. Victoria Donnie has more.
The lawsuit argues three manufacturers produce more than 90% of the global insulin supply, and three pharmacy benefit managers administer the benefits for roughly 80% of the prescription claims managed. In the suit, Bonta claims because the competition is highly limited, those six companies have leveraged their market power to overcharge patients.
Over the last 20 years, big pharmaceutical companies increased the price of insulin by over 600%.
I'm Victoria Idoni.
The storms to start the new year have dramatically improved the status of California's drought. Dave Collins has more.
The UC Berkeley Snow Lab says California's Sierra snowpack is now at 104% of average, meaning the state has seen more snow already here in January than a typical entire season. In just 1 week, California has gone from having 27% of the state in extreme drought to less than 0.5%. I'm Dave Collins.
The NCAA CP Image Award nominations show big leads for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Abbott Elementary. The Black Panther sequel is leading the film category with 12 nominations. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,